From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. As with disasters like Hurricane Ida, the usual way aid groups help is through giving out supplies, things like bottled water and tarps for damaged roofs. But some charities say there's a simpler and faster way, just giving people cash. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom has more.
Like the Louisiana storm veteran she is, Gail Dardar already had a generator for her home on the bayou. But Hurricane Ida threw curveballs at even the most prepared.
Pieces of wood just went straight through it. It was just like a bullet flashing into it.
So Dardar dragged her other generator off the family shrimp boat to power the house. But she had another hiccup, how to pay for fuel. The storm knocked out the internet along Louisiana's coast, making credit cards useless.
You couldn't use your Visa. You couldn't use any of the cards.
Enter Helio Foundation with one of the world's oldest remedies, cold hard cash. The small Louisiana charity asked for donations online to give money directly to people on the bayou, no strings attached. Dardar spent the $400 they gave her on gas.
This was a blessing. They have just made it so much better.
This idea of giving people money is getting more popular in the South, and not just after natural disasters. Adelante, Alabama Worker Center says it gave away more than $250,000 to low-wage workers affected by the pandemic. One charity in Jackson, Mississippi, has been running a guaranteed income pilot for moms living in affordable housing. Reagan Duplantis-Crapel is the Helio Foundation's executive director. She says the reason she decided to give cash for Ida was pretty simple.
We can't survive in this country without money.
She spent years living on Louisiana's coast, so she knows that recovering after a storm isn't just about repairing damaged roofs. It's often figuring out how to get by when you can't work for weeks, sometimes longer.
You always need cash. And if last week you spent all the money you made last week, and this week you cannot go to your job? As a mother, no, it's too much. I needed to help those people, and right now.
Since Ida, the Helio Foundation says it's given away more than $160,000. Gail Dardar says it's been a big help for her and her neighbors.
That $400, they didn't have to spend it on something specific. It was theirs. It was a gift for them to use whatever it took to make their lives a little bit easier.
That's one of the top selling points for giving cash. It lets people make their own decisions rather than letting someone else decide what they need.
Communities know how to take care of themselves.
Dominique Darbone is the co-founder of the Vessel Project, a mutual aid group that's given more than $30,000 to people affected by Ida.
They just need the tools sometimes from the outside to help support that, like cash.
Cash is also easy to get to people quickly without much overhead, especially compared to other forms of aid. It took more than a week for the Army Corps of Engineers to install its first roof after Ida because of red tape. The problem with getting money out there so quickly is that it can mean there's less vetting.
There were moments where I wasn't sure if the person that was asking me for assistance legitimately needed it, but at the end of the day, our heart and our mission is to serve people. And if we send cash to somebody that didn't need it or that took advantage of us, that's not on us, that's on them.
But the speed of money doesn't mean much when the store shelves aren't just empty, but carried away by wind and floodwaters.
A gentleman asked me if he could send me a check to buy supplies. And I said, it would be greatly appreciated, sir, but we routed the supplies. Money doesn't do you no good when you can't eat money.
Matthew Schwess is a pastor with the First Baptist Church in Golden Meadow, a small bayou town still recovering from Ida.
The first 3 weeks, you know, it didn't do you no good to have cash. You didn't have nowhere else to get it, anything with it.
But that doesn't mean Golden Meadow won't eventually need financial help. Far from it. Rebuilding Louisiana's power grid alone will cost more than $1 billion.
We're gonna need some financial support big time in the future, no doubt.
Now, the Helio Foundation and the Vessel Project have done more than just send money. They've delivered hot meals and small heaters for the coming cold. And experts say that's the future of disaster assistance. Send those traditional supplies for what money can't buy and cash for what it can. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM in Birmingham, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.